Hey everyone, and welcome to Chef AJ Live. I'm your host, Chef AJ, and this is where I introduce you to amazing people like you who are doing great things in the world that I think you should know about. Well, if you watch my show regularly, you'll know that yesterday we had a fabulous presentation from La Cocina Que Canta, which means the kitchen that sings, which is the culinary center of Rancho La Puerta. It's the number one spot in the world. It's been there for I think 70 years now. It's always number one in the world. And I have had the privilege of being a guest chef and instructor there, I don't know, maybe 25 times since 2012. But it wasn't until last year that they said I could do groups, meaning bring my people who want to eat like me and be with me. And we had the best time. We did two of them last year, but we're only able to do one this year, and it's already over half sold. So if you're interested in learning more about this idyllic place on earth, we're going to share a perspective of a first-time guest, a friend of mine who went there with the group last year. Now, here's the thing. If you have a chance to go to Rancho La Puerta, you don't have to go with me. Just go and put it on your bucket list. However, if you go when I go and go during a group, what we can do is offer you lots of perks, discounted rates, facials, massages, cooking classes, some bonus stuff. But the best part is even though you'll be with like-minded people at the ranch, because even though not everybody's vegan and certainly not SOS free, people do go there for wellness. So they're above the average person in terms of wanting health and wellness. And the speakers there, you know, have speakers like Dr. Joel Fuhrman, of course, and all kinds of wonderful speakers that some who have you heard of, some who you haven't. However, when you go with me, then we could eat every single meal together. Now, let me just say this. I don't eat breakfast, so don't expect me to show up for breakfast. I do other things like the hikes, but I'll be there every meal with you for lunch and every meal for dinner, except for the three nights that I have to be in the cooking school. And then you can also take cooking classes with me. And we're here to answer all kinds of questions about the ranch. And I want to welcome my friend, Susanna, who went for the first time last year. So please welcome Susanna. Hi, Susanna, how are you?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to going back in August. I can hardly wait.
I know. Had you ever heard of Rancho La Puerta before you went?
No, I had never heard of it. Just heard about your experiences and sounded like something I'd like to try.
Because, you know, in Canada, maybe, you know, the American spas, maybe they're not talked about as much as they are. Maybe at least in California, yeah. Everybody knows Rancho, you know?
Yeah, no, I had never heard of it.
Wow. Well, are you happy you went?
Oh, so glad. So glad. I had such a wonderful experience. In fact, you had Chef Reina on yesterday, and this morning I made that salad again that we had at the ranch. This is all I've got left. I've already eaten most of it.
Yep.
So yummy.
It's so good. The food's so good. How long we're going? We go for eight. It's an 8-day thing. So we go from whenever I go, it's eight Saturday to Saturday. So mm-hmm. It's 8 days and 7 nights. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
you know, I know that at first you were missing, you have 8 children. So you were missing them at first, but you quickly forgot them once you got into the ranch.
I didn't forget about them, but I've never been away from my family for that length of time. And so that was one thing that I was concerned about, but yeah, you were very sweet and said, "We're your family now." While we were there, that was really sweet.
It was so fun hanging out with you because we spun every day in the spin room and we just had so much fun taking the jewelry classes where we make amazing earrings, and they have so much there. And guys, we're trying to get a representative for the ranch on. Her name is Donna, and she's the person you would talk to if you want to book or have questions. She's having some trouble with her internet. She may or may not join us, but we'll be happy to give you her email if you have questions. But Susanna and I can answer maybe not so much prices or rooms, but we certainly can answer questions about the ranch. But I thought what we would do is we would have Susanna share her screen because she took a bunch of pictures. Colleen, you should come back. Colleen's watching. She was there. I don't know why she's not coming back. So why don't you tell us about your experience at the ranch?
Sure. I will do that through my pictures. I am a visual person. So that is my best way to share. All right. Is that up?
That's you. Look at the big smile on your face.
Yeah. So this is how it works. You get yourself to San Diego. And so what I did, I came from Canada. So I flew down the day before and we stayed at an airport hotel. and that had a free shuttle and got us to the airport. And there's three or four times that the ranch does a trip down to the border and through and gets you to the ranch. And so this great display was set up at the airport. It was super simple to follow Donna's directions of where to get dropped off and where to go in. And this is where they gave us our registration packages and all the ID tags for our luggage and everything else. And then we had, I don't know, maybe a 20 minute wait. And then a nice big coach bus came and took us all. And we were, it was, some of us were from Chef AJ's group and some were just general participants from the ranch. I believe it holds 75. Hey, Donna. And so we got on the bus, and it's about a 1 hour drive from the airport to the border. And while we were on the bus, Donna had prepared us well. We knew that there was going to be forms that we would be filling out. And so we were given that one page form. We just had a name, address, phone, and our destination and our passport number, I think. And then we put that along with cash. I've forgotten the amount, it might be $30 or something, or $10. I can't remember. And put that together with our passport and handed it to the representative from the ranch. All the ranch staff helped us get our luggage onto the bus, all uniformed staff. It was very professional. And when we got down to the border, we were directed where to go and to pick up our luggage. And we had a short walk just across the crosswalk. And then we were led by someone from our bus trip. And then they took us into a little kind of little building, and it had an X-ray belt machine thing. And they lifted up our heavy suitcases and put them through. And when we got to the other side of the X-ray machine, we were okay, we were through the border. We went through a little door and gathered there. And then a ranch representative from the other side met us there at that door. So this was one of my concerns, was just this whole traveling and the border bit, because I haven't done this kind of thing. And so we walked a short distance across the street with our luggage, and there were buses waiting for us on the other side. And so this was the drive down to the border. It was beautiful. And here I am on the Mexico side. You're not allowed to take any video or pictures during your time crossing the border. And here's the sign to get back to the USA. This is right at the entrance to the ranch. And this is when you get off the bus. I mean, the smell of these flowers absolutely blew my mind. It was just beautiful. And they had a big basket of fresh fruit for us when we got there. And this is me with my roommate, Marlene. And this is just a shot of the buses that brought us from the border to the ranch. It's only a mile, so it's a real quick ride down. Right at the start, they told us the center of sort of where we'll need to have direction is this tall tree at the dining hall. So that really helped me, because I'm directionally challenged. This is inside that dining hall. It's just absolutely beautiful building. And here's our first meal at the ranch. Was kind of a buffet style. And right after that, we were able to go on a short tour. They really recommend it, just kind of to get acquainted with where everything is and sort of the general direction. While we did that, the staff was assembling our luggage by casita, which is little house. That's where we were staying, in casitas. And so they brought up our luggage with us and took us there. So that was great. Yeah, this is just a few of us on the tour. And these signs are all over. And so it really helps you if you get off track and you're looking for a different building, it'll say on these signs. And then the roads have these brown, not roads, main paths have these brown signs kind of to tell you which way to go. There's just another one. This is the gift shop. Just some real cool stuff in there to look at. And laundry room. Here's two fancy ladies from our group taking a break here. This is another one of the buildings. You can see that all the paths have these covers on them, so it's not so hot. Lots of greenery. This is the juice and smoothie bar. And this is what the paths look like. This, I walked by this every day on the way to my little casita. I wanted a real nice shot of that. And this is the first time getting to our casita. This is my roommates. And then this is what the inside was like. So you can see it's simple, functional. All the rooms have air conditioning, which is that unit up top. Beautiful pottery on the lamp. Beautifully decorated. The funny thing is, you know, when I was signing up, I was really wondering about the casita, and Chef AJ, you said to me, don't worry, you won't be there at all. And it's true. I hardly spent any time here. I was always out and being with everybody. That was really fun. They gave us a little cell phone sleeping bag. I thought that was cute, you know? And this is the view off the back of our casita. It was just beautiful. I also thought I'd spend lots of time sitting on this deck, and I never sat there once. It's just so beautiful to walk up and see that. And then the blue band, I just got that to show, put this in here to show that this is how they do the keys, so that you don't have to worry about losing your key. It's like a little magnetic key. And so this is a schedule. I know it's really dense and I've got three pages of this. I'm not going to go through it, but I did put it in here just to show. This is one of my roommates lent me hers. I couldn't track mine down. But if you want to look later, you can always zoom in to see just how much activity there is. There's more things going at every, like just at 10 o'clock, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 activities. The neat thing is you can do all of it or none of it or some of it. It's totally kind of your own time at the ranch and what you want to take part in. And most everything here is you just literally drop in. You don't have to sign up for. There's one or two activities that have a limited space, so they do ask for signups. And then there's a couple of things that have a small cost, but most things are not charged. It's all included. So I'll just leave these here for a second. And then anybody that wants to can go back later on the replay and zoom in and see. And of course, it's going to be different every week, right? Like this week we had certain guests come in. So Chef AJ was the guest chef, but then there's also guest presenters. So that's, yeah, there's the last day. So that's just a little taste of some of the stuff that you can do. I mean, I found it interesting to go through. I was looking at this from my trip from last year, and last year I was having a lot of back problems, and I didn't realize that I'm so much better that I'll be able to take some of the fitness classes that I wasn't able to do last year. This is this beautiful cairn is sitting in the middle of the campus. And I just love the sayings change daily. And I just love them. This one is just that sometimes the most productive thing you can do is relax. So my roommates actually got me into a hammock. I have a fear of hammocks. My eye doctor broke her arm falling out of a hammock. So they got me in there. I overcame my fear. And this is in the morning. This is at sunrise. This is my walk down from my casita and through this beautiful grove of trees. And this is the spin room. And I mean, it's just, there's many, many buildings on the campus. This is just one. This is where I ended up. And that's the view out the window. And I got my 60 minutes in. I did 13 kilometers that time. And they have weights in there too, if you want to add that to your workout. And yeah, I was fortunate to spin with AJ every morning. So that was really good, really fun. And that's the outside of the gym. I just took that before we left because I wanted a shot of that. So on to breakfast. I believe when I was there the first day and the last day at the ranch, you can get breakfast by the pool. Well, there's three or more pools there. So the one nearest you are Casita is where I went. And so they had a big pot of oatmeal, lots of fruit. And then they had an omelet bar, but I don't eat that anymore. So I asked just for the vegetables that were on the omelet to be sauteed. And they did this beautiful breakfast for me. It was fantastic. This is all for me. It's a different day just at the regular dining hall. And there's a group of us. This is the area where we gather for most of our meals. Not all of them, but most of them. It's really nice because when you go down there, like because we're with Chef AJ's group, it's kind of like you have 20 or 30 instant friends. Like we've all kind of got to know each other. And so that was really fun. This is just a different angle of the dining area. You can see there's like some sun and some shade depending on the day, time of day, and beautiful waterfall. There's a different meal, and you know, it was so great that we were able to get. I mean, if you eat Chef AJ's way truly and strictly, then you can get that food there. It was always vegetables, quinoa or rice, lots of salad, lots of fruit. And that's what I eat. So it was easy for me. Always this fabulous salsa. So good. And no, I can't recreate it at home either. So I am really looking forward to that again. As much food as I wanted to, which was something I was concerned about before I went, was will I be able to get enough food? Because I eat low caloric density, I need a lot of volume. And just amazing. I had two bowls of this guava. This is another night. They have a couple of like maybe two nights. There's sort of a special dinner. So I don't remember what this soup was, but I'm partway finished it. But yeah, like linen tablecloths and kind of make it fancy. There's a different day, zucchini and broccoli. So it's simple, but it's delicious. This was another one of the fancy dinners. I think that's beluga lentils on top and some sort of a lasagna vegan. And all my plates and bowls all at one meal. So just to show you that you can eat as much as you want. I put this in just to show people that if you don't eat Chef AJ's way, or if you kind of do a mix, then there's always the regular menu. And so this is just an example of what was available at dinner. And it's like a judgment-free zone. So you don't have to worry, like if you're going to go and, you know, you'd like to have some of these things that are on the regular menu, you can. And you can see that it's all buffet style. And at the side, they had a little table with the things that were from Chef AJ's group. Funny enough, I often saw people from the regular group over at that little table getting some brown rice and plain steamed vegetables and stuff like that. And there's a lunch that was offered. So yeah, so lots of people, most people at the ranch were eating this, and like Chef AJ said, it's healthy. It's still a health spa, you know, it's just not as strict as what we're used to. So this is just a group of us roommates, and AJ came back, came back to the room. She wanted to see our casita. So that was fun. Be the reason someone feels seen, heard, and supported. I love that. So here we are on our first day going up to the cooking school. So they give you what time, and you meet back down where the bus has dropped you off, and off we go to the cooking school. I got to say here, like these ladies are just so special to me. I had only met Marlene in person, who's right beside me. I had not ever met Renee or Colleen in person, and they're just such special people to me now. I love them all dearly. This is the entrance to the cooking school. It's just beautiful. There we are. This is outside. They have the head farmer takes us out. onto the field. So here's Chef Reyna introducing him. And these are some fields. It's just spectacular. It's 6 acres, I believe, of produce. And here we got to pick and eat fresh plums off the tree. The insides were actually warm. It was amazing. I've never tasted something like it. Just beautiful flowers out there. Here's Renee. The farmer was putting a flower in her hat. And here we are at sitting for watching the cooking. You can see the front row of chairs is a little lower than the back row, so everybody gets a good view. And here's the display of food that we put together. I'm sorry, I can't remember what all these were called. But we had a feast, let me tell you. Those are cram muffins. Those are the Goodman peanut chews. Delish. Rice pudding. This is the view out the back of the cooking school. And yeah, I got someone to take my picture in front of this beautiful display of flowers. Here's the path from my casita. And you can see there's hammocks everywhere, which is awesome. There's a building in the center of the campus that has like all the schedules and stuff for you to check out and like bios about the speakers and stuff. And you can see that, like this jewelry making class, for example, I had mentioned earlier that some of them are limited because of size of the room and that sort of thing. So you just go in and you sign up. One of the afternoon activities available was a lecture from AJ on nutrition. So that was great. And it was really cool to see like regular people from the ranch there too. So that was cool. One day in the afternoon, I was hot and I was walking back to our casita and we had this pool near our casita. And so I thought I'd swing through there and walk that way and see if anybody was in the pool, and my two roommates were in there, and I thought, well, rather than going all the way back, I'll just go into my clothes, they'll dry fast. So that was fun. This is the art studio, and as I mentioned, because I had some back issues, I didn't do as much of the physical stuff that's available, but they did have art classes, and I loved the art classes. This is a jewelry making class that we did with AJ. Beautiful beads. This necklace is actually the one in the picture. And I did it for, I've got 8 kids and some of them have partners now. And so I did dark or green for the guys and pink for the girls. So it kind of, this was early in the week and it was really special to me because I made it, you know, when I was really missing my family, as I mentioned earlier, and it felt like they were with me in this small way. So that was fun. Another class I did was the Mandela class, and we learned how to do this. I mean, I've never done this before, and it was just so fun. It's only heavy because you choose over and over again to carry it. So I love that one. This is another night in the cooking school, and I have more pictures of us in action here. So the way they do it is there are signs on at each spot, and you and a partner or your roommate or whatever go and kind of, it's just easy to choose which thing you might like to make together, and then we share the meal together. Some of the stuff that had to be pre-cooked, like you can see quinoa there is pre-cooked and that sort of thing, they do that for you, and we do the slicing and dicing and some of the cooking. Yeah, here some people got to go out if they chose and do some of the picking for the meal. So that was great. It's such a hum of activity in here. It was really fun. Really so fun. A real highlight for me. That's me and my roommate. In our casita, they're all different. So in our casita, we had 2 bedrooms with a single bed in each bedroom. So this was Marlene, my roommate. You know, it's a funny thing just thinking about this too, is like, I didn't think I would want to have roommates because I tend to want to, you know, kind of decompress and be on my own. Oh, that would have been such a, I would have missed that. It was something that I really surprised me, was the joy of having roommates at Rancho. It felt like a little bit like adult summer camp. Like you always had one of your people around. That was great. Yeah, there's the spread of food. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Delish. It was fun to learn about like using flowers to decorate your plate and that kind of thing. Yum. There's the group that was there this time. And I mean, three or four of the people in here in this picture are not from AJ's group. They had just signed up to come to the cooking school. So that was really cool because we could meet some people and sort of talk about, you know, this way of eating, like they'd never had any exposure to it. And so, yeah, that was really fun. There we are, out the four roommates outside of the cooking school. Just some beautiful spots on the ranch. What you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create. Isn't that great? Love that. So evenings on the ranch are really special. This is just as the sun's going down. And Oak Tree Pavilion, it was one of my favorite spots. It's such a beautiful building. Lots of the events that I chose happened to take place in there, like sound healing and Feldenkrais, and hearing Deborah was in there too. There's a beautiful sky. Lots of lights. I never felt unsafe at the ranch. That was another thing that had me concerned before I went. And I always felt very safe. It's so beautiful. I can't wait to go back. Another neat thing is that different flowers smell good at night than in the day. So that surprised me too, because you'd be walking along and you'd be like, what is that? That smells so good. So Andrew Mellon, some of you may have heard of him. He's been a guest on AJ's show, and he was one of the speakers the week we went. So it was just fantastic to be able to meet him and hear him speak. And this is Deborah Seke here with Esther Loveridge. Was really special to hear her speak. This is their first residence when they moved to the ranch. Yeah, so this is just the nighttime shots. This is at night, one of the special dinners. And yeah, just really neat to meet new people and that were part of Chef AJ's group, or names that people we'd met in, you know, online in courses and or in the chats and that kind of thing. So it was really nice to put names to faces. This is a video, but I'm not sure if it'll come out, but I'll try. Otherwise it might just come out as a kind of panorama, but I did pan around. This was the one night that they had. So they had music going, and that was really special. Another night they had Rancho Feud, and so this was at that, and AJ won, so she was super excited to run up to the prize table and get what she wanted, so that was cute. Another night we had bingo. So fun. When was the last time you played bingo? And yeah, this just walking back to the rooms after an evening together. And you can see they have like low lighting, but like enough lighting. I never felt unsafe there, not even once. This is walking up the path. I'm not sure if my videos are working or not, but this is on the way back to the casita. You can see there's lots of directional signs. That always helps. And there's our casita in the evening. It's just gorgeous, eh? And yeah, just some random shots of the beauty of the ranch. There's sculptures and flowers everywhere. It's just gorgeous. I feel like I didn't even see half of it. Like there's so much to see. This is the yarn art that they had hanging in the dining hall. And they actually had, they did have a class in this for a small fee, but I wasn't able to go to it. These are these doors on the admin building. They were just beautiful stained glass. Love that. This is a labyrinth that we did on the last day. Glad we got that in. This is one of my favorite pictures from the whole time there. My roommate had her 75th birthday at the ranch. And the morning of her birthday, this is what we woke up and showered her with gifts and kind of had the whole day to celebrate her. That was really special. And this is our group. We did a group shot on the last night just to capture the moment of everybody there. And so I think most people were there. So that was really so great. Take rest. A field that has rested yields a bountiful crop. And for me, that was what it was. It was a rest for me. And I've had a busy 30 years. And so it felt like it was time for me. And it was really special. So yeah, thank you, AJ, for everything. I'll stop my share.
I didn't do anything. That was a wonderful presentation. If I had never been to Rancho, I think I might want to come just based on your presentation. And we are so lucky that the internet gods have restored Donna to service. So people have actual questions that either Susanna and I can't answer. Like, for example, Donna, there was one about a roommate list. We have the wonderful Donna who is she is a ranch representative, but she specializes in putting these smaller groups together. And, this is my Rancho La Puerta t-shirt that I love so much. That's a very high quality shirt. I'm going to go over to the chat to look at some of the things, but I appreciate you talking about how safe you felt because, I mean, it's like so people were like, just like, oh, it's Mexico. Like there's Mexico and there's Mexico. And we're not going to downtown Tijuana. We're going to like the safest. I mean, it's just so you never feel unsafe there. I mean, it's just there's somebody always with you, by the way. And I mean, unless you choose to wander out, because from the time they pick you up at the San Diego airport till the time they return you, you know, there's nothing to feel unsafe about. And I'm a pretty anxious person, and I've gone there like 25 times with my husband's permission. So, you know, that's I feel like that's not something that you have to worry about in Tecate. It's so that I'm glad you highlighted that. And I also appreciate that you highlighted that that while it is not a vegan SOS free spa, that they will make accommodations for people. And especially your concern is my concern. I just want to get enough to eat. I don't care what I eat as long as I get enough to eat. And breakfast and lunch are buffets. So there's no reason you can't get enough. And you know, the thing is you can always ask for more. So that's that I love the pictures. You just really took a walk down memory lane. And you know, I'm here to answer questions too, if you want, about the experience, because I wouldn't keep going back if it wasn't the most spectacular thing. But the classes that you gravitated towards were my favorite too. I mean, there are some very intense workout classes there. If people like Tabata and HIIT, and I mean, they can take like hour long, you know, it can take like the hiking program is just, you could be hiking for hours, but I like the more restorative. I'm kind of a hyper person. So I like the calming things. So I like the jewelry class. I like the yoga classes. I love sound healing. That is my favorite class. It's like you go to Mexico to take a nap. Yeah, it's more than that. They have these Tibetan bowls and the instructors are so skilled and just so, so lovely. And we didn't talk about the massages. Did you have any massages?
No.
See, I don't want to even say the name of the masseuse I go to, because once I said his name and I can't get any more appointments, but their masseuses are like, they were trained by Mike, who's magical. I used to go to him when he worked there, and they're just, they're just so skilled. Like,
I am hoping to do that, to have at least one spa treatment this time. I mean, like I said, there's more things available than you could possibly participate in. And so, so that my first time through, I was choosy, I guess. But this second time, like, I did notice when I was looking through the schedule that there's lots of beginner things, and I'm kind of excited to try, like, beginner Tai Chi and beginner pickleball and different things that I've never tried. And then I know that they won't be at an intensity that I'm not fit enough for, you know?
Right. And that's the thing. And you know, there are people that are of all different fitness levels. And I love how you highlighted, you can do everything or you can do nothing. It's interesting to watch when you go to the ranch, how, when I say crowded, it's not crowded, but relatively crowded, like the first day, the classes. And then as you go on, it's like less and less and less. And people realize they can't just do every class every hour. You could, but the funnest thing there really is just for me, just laying in the hammock. And I mean, I work a lot. So when I'm there, it's just like downtime. And so, yeah. So there's a few questions in the chat, and Jennifer is going and Renee is going. They're both in the chat. Colleen, I don't know why you're not coming back, but Jennifer's wondering about if you can bring food on the day of travel. Of course you can. Anything that you can get through TSA, you can ostensibly bring in, except realize you're going to another country. So for example, like, you can't bring a raw potato, but if you had cooked your potato, you can bring it in. You can't bring fruits and vegetables, anything with seeds, for example, if they're raw, but if they were cooked, they will let them in, I believe is the policy. And for example, not that you would bring a can of fruit, but like if it was in a can, you could. So these are things you can get like on TSA and other websites as far as what you can bring in. The worst that would happen is if you brought something that you can't get into Mexico, you would have to throw it out before you cross the border. But realize once you get to the San Diego airport, if you needed more food, you could buy it there. And it's a short bus ride to the ranch. Plus they give you snacks, and there'll be food when you get to the ranch. So you don't have to worry about that at all.
And I was going to add to just on the travel bit, that if you're traveling as far as I did, which was from Canada, then I couldn't take anything. I couldn't take anything on the plane because, I mean, there are, you have to claim your agricultural products and all kinds of, I wasn't willing to put myself through that. So I just rolled the dice and was hopeful that I would be able to find things in the airport once I crossed in. And I was able to get salad. I was able to get rice at like a Chinese food type place. I was able to get like fruit cups. So I was fine.
Yeah, nice. And you won't starve. And last time we were there, there a lot of your plant-based favorite people were there. I mean, if those of you that follow the people in our circle, like Esther Loveridge came, and Dr. Jennifer Morano, who's Dr. Goldhammer's wife, came, and we're hoping she'll come back again this year. She loved it. And we're hoping she'll bring her husband, Dr. Goldhammer. I can't promise that, but hey, you know, operators are standing by because the few casitas left are going fast. And I'd like to introduce Donna Scher, because if you do decide to go, or even if you have questions about maybe going or another time you want to go, she's really the person to talk to. Karen, it's located in Tecate, Mexico, which is just really a stone's throw away from San Diego. And there is a guest watching live, a guest, I'm calling them a guest already. They're a person that is interested in the roommate, if there is a roommate list, Donna. So if you would like to come on, Donna, and talk about how that might work for a roommate. And also people are asking about the weather. So, you know, everybody has different sensitivities to hot and cold. It's always too cold for me, even in August. And plus you can live in the pool if you want. But if the weather in Rancho La Puerta in August is similar to the weather where I spent most of my 60 out of 64 years, Los Angeles. So it's not hot. It's not hot enough, but it is hotter than if you lived at the beach. But you can address that if you like, Susanna. Like, how did you find the weather in August?
That was another thing I was actually worried about, because I'm pretty heat sensitive. I mean, I don't live in an igloo or anything, but I do find, like, for me, 30 degrees Celsius is pretty hot. And one day at the ranch, it was 36. And I was really surprised that I didn't feel it. I didn't feel overly hot, except maybe, you know, I was ready to be back in my casita the time I walked right into the pool with my friends. But I wasn't like where I felt ill, that I was so hot or anything like that. And it cools off at night. I mean, you have to bring a sweater for sure, because it does cool off at night. And there's often a breeze too. And that feels like air conditioning, you know? And like I showed too, the pathways, a lot of them are, the trees shade it. And there's also like pergolas with greenery on them. So there's lots of shade. You don't have to spend the day by the pool. All the buildings are air conditioned. So that was very comfortable. I found it very comfortable.
Yeah. And I never use the air conditioner in my room. In fact, I asked for a space heater. So if Chef AJ is asking for a space heater in August, I think you regular people will be fine with the weather. But you know, it's a really fun class I hope you'll take with me. And I only reason I didn't take it last time is because obviously as the guest chef, I have to be at my cooking classes when they're scheduled, but it's called Water Polo on the Noodle. And it's really, really fun. It's not as hard as you would think. And they have an entire aquatic program, and often they'll have the people that teach the classes that work at the ranch teach them, but sometimes they'll bring specialty people in and they'll do all kinds of really, really cool classes. And like, if you haven't had Watsu, Susanna, you've got to have it this time, because that is like the greatest, that's probably one of the greatest things that a person could ever experience in their life, regardless of who the practitioner is. I can't even talk about how amazing it is. It's like this healing that occurs in the water where you're kind of, you feel like a dolphin and they're just gently moving. It's just like, I think that's why I keep going back is for that experience, because it's very hard to find other places. But I'd like to introduce Donna, because Donna is the person that can answer like the more nuts and bolts things like about the ranch, because that's what she does. And Donna, is there a chance for people to get roommates, and how would that work?
Yes. So thank you. So first of all, apologies to everyone. What are the chances that our internet would go out and the electrician would be here at this moment, which has been on my calendar for months? So I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Chef AJ. Everything you've said, I couldn't have said better. And Susanna, you look wonderful. And what a fabulous presentation. And what I loved about what Susanna had presented is she is presenting it through eyes that have not been to the ranch before. So I've been working there for over 13 years, and I was a guest there before that. And I see all those things as well, but I see it differently, because for me, it's more common. I appreciate the beauty of it all, but hearing Susanna talk about it, I appreciate it even more. And she was very clear. Everything she said was just, it was perfect. So thank you. That was wonderful. I loved it. I loved your photos. So we had started, we had two groups with Chef AJ last year. The first one filled up so quickly, we added another one. And what we did was we held these dates last year, and then were able to get discounted rates. And then at that point, offered the group to those who had been before, and then started to kind of casually let everybody know about it. So there is availability now. We have a limited number of single accommodations, and those have already been spoken for. Right now, there is availability for shared accommodations, and that would be sharing with 2, 3, or 4 guests. The accommodations are casitas, so it's not like your typical hotel or motel room. It's not like a small room with a bed. They're all like little houses, and I could happily live in any one of them for the rest of my life. I think they're perfect. Honestly, you are really in the casita to sleep, because there is so much going on during the day. Even if you balance yourself, as Susanna and Chef AJ do, I still have a challenge with that, because there's so much, there are 6 or 7 things every hour. And for me, I don't have to get in my car. They are right there. And they're all fitness levels. So for me, I'm one of those ones who starts out doing something every hour, and I'm still working on calming down and taking a break and reading a book and realizing I can do that. If I skip a day or an hour, it's there anytime during the week. So you're really in the casita to sleep. You go, you know, to change, obviously, to shower. And the casitas are spacious. So if you are interested, it's possible. I've got a wait list now with a couple of people who do prefer single accommodations. If that's your only option, please let me know. I have phone calls and emails from guests who are interested. And if I don't, I try to get back to everyone immediately. If I don't, though, I know when you contacted me and I respond in that way, by order. So don't worry if I didn't hear from you and you contacted me late yesterday, then I know where you came in and I will let you know. But for those who want to share, and it can be with a friend, it can be with a colleague, or it can be last year we had shares with guests who didn't know each other, and they shared a casita. And Chef AJ's community and Susanna's community, it's a like group of guests. So you'll find easy to make new friends and meet new people. There's none of that awkwardness of maybe going to a party and the first thing they say is, "What do you do?" It's like guests don't say that there. So it's a very easy roommate situation. And I'm available. I'm here. I live in San Diego. And I'm here, by phone or email. I'm on the same time zone as the ranch. I wanted to also just make another comment, a couple things about Susanna said in the weather. So in the summer, is it hot? Yes, it's summer. However, that being said, the ranch at Rancho La Puerta is 25 miles from the coast inland. And so it is dry, still hot, but it's dry. So different if you live in a humid climate. I too never use air conditioning at night. It is cool enough at night. I like the windows open. I prefer fresh air. And there's screens and there's ceiling fans. So I use that. I look at the weather at Rancho La Puerta all the time because I have guests throughout the year, and that's a common question. And from San Diego, it is always 8 degrees cooler in the morning and the evening, and 8 degrees warmer during the day. And what I find is, as Susanna said, to me, it doesn't get hot until later in the afternoon, maybe 3:30-ish. We're heavily foliaged, lots of trees and hammocks and shady spots throughout. So by the time 3:30 comes, you're kind of done anyhow with any active activities, and all of the presentation rooms, all the gyms, everywhere, everything is air cooled. So that, did I answer? Did I answer your question? That was a very long answer.
Thank you. And Mara's saying, well, I didn't see any men. Are men allowed? Yes, there are men there. It's just in that particular group that Susanna was a member of, there were no men. But the next month when we did it, we had lots of men, including Nan Simonson, who's coming back, and her husband. So yes, men are welcome and allowed. It just happened in my particular group that time there weren't. And they have their own spa and everything.
And there are men, and typically through the ranch, there are more women than men. So it tends to be maybe 20, 25%, are men. I find that women are more open to this type of self-care than men. However, and any given week can differ. However, I do find that the men who do come very, very easily assimilate. Within the group, it's not like the men are in one area and the women are another. Everyone is kind of together.
So, Florence is saying, how much is it for a room for four? Donna can't answer prices without knowing which room. So, it's best to just contact Donna by email, and then she'll either email you or call you because every room is a little bit different. And it's not like there's just one rate. But if you can go anytime, but if you go when we have a group, you'll get discounted rate and other. You want to talk about what they'll get because people are saying, oh, the
Yes,
classes
yes,
are
yes.
extra. Classes are
So,
not extra.
yes. So the rates are discounted depending upon the type of accommodation, up to 20% a person. And so, I'm happy to, if you email me, tell you what the rate would be. It's all per person. And it includes, in addition to one of AJ's cooking classes, which I will register you for, you're open to taking other ones as well. You also get $150 resort credit, with the group, and that can be towards another cooking class or a treatment or anything that the ranch sells. At that time, usually what the ranch does, and forever changing, is we will offer the best promotion available. So there are promotions for guests who come 1 year, and when they're on site, they book the next year. The group discount is always a better discount. However, I spoke with somebody yesterday, and we are offering a summer promotion at the same time. And it was suggested that we offer that to Chef AJ's guests as well, which we have never done before. So, in addition to what is offered with the group, there's also two additional massages and a facial. And if you drink wine, a bottle of wine per person. So that is something that we're adding on, and that for those who've already registered, I will let them know so that they can make treatment appointments if they want. So you get two additional massages and a facial in addition to the $150 resort credit.
Oh, I want to go as part of the group.
Let me see what's available for you.
Oh my gosh. Can you give the dates and costs and how to register? Well, I can give you the dates for sure. The dates are Saturday, August 17th to Saturday, August 24th, 2024. The way to register is to contact Donna by the email address that I've been putting in the chat and that's below in the show notes. And the rates are variable depending on your room. So, and it's also variable whether you go on your own or you come to my group. So,
I already have two guests who are interested in sharing. They are waiting for a third or fourth person, guest to share with. So is that something you're thinking about that's certainly available to you? And there, I believe last year in both groups, we had at least, I think, six or seven guests who did not know each other who came and shared visiting.
and like I say, honestly, except for showering and sleeping, there's no TV. So, like, what are you going to do in your room? I mean, I guess, I'm never in my room except for showering and sleeping because it's, you want to be like, it's like Disneyland, but for grownups. And there's no reason to really to be in your room unless you're sleeping or showering, in my opinion. Florence says, if you don't drink wine, will you give us something else? A bottle of
Well, we'll give you the bottle and you can bring that home with you and maybe bring it to somebody's house for dinner.
That's so funny.
I asked that question also. And I said, well, I don't know that many of Chef AJ's guests are drink wine. And they said, well, then they won't get the bottle of wine. But you know what? If it's somebody you know who would get it, I would take it. You are, if you're in California, you are allowed to bring one bottle of wine across the border. If you are in another state, you could bring a case.
Oh, wow, that's funny. Judy said she came in late. Where can you find the information? So, Judy, you're watching on Facebook. So, all the information, because it's a YouTube show, is in the show notes on YouTube. Same if you're watching on Instagram. Yeah. Oh, Colleen's not coming because she's going to Ireland. All right. Well, that's some
That's a
good.
good reason.
That's a, that's a, that's, I will accept that reason, you
Okay.
know?
Next year, then, 2025.
Wow. Kathy, who's watching, is a Watsu practitioner. So you know what Watsu is. You know how powerful it is. Where do you practice Watsu? I would love to find a practitioner up here. And Ben and Dave, they've tried to help me, but they're, it's just when I lived in LA, I was able to get it, but not in Northern California. The closest place is a 2.5 hour drive. So,
I know that one of the practitioners, I think his name is Donald Donaldson.
Donald,
Donaldson,
yeah.
yes. So he actually, I'm not sure if he has a house that he's in part-time because I think he's from Hawaii, but I'm not sure. But I know that if you come, he's here during the year and has a Watsu pool. So I know that's an option in San Diego
San
if you're ever
Diego.
in
Yeah,
San
Dave
Diego. And
too. Oh,
I
definitely
can
about
connect
that.
whoever,
That is
with that.
amazing. So Sherry says, I'm hoping to go. I just emailed Donna. So as soon as she's off or shortly thereafter, I'm sure she'll email you back. So Florence and the other person that was interested in sharing, Donna mentioned that there's a couple of people looking for roommates because the more people in the room, the less expensive it is going to be. Is there a cost for doing other classes? Not to my knowledge, Mar, but I'll let Donna take that. I mean, there's a couple of classes, like for example, if you're going to be doing a 2 hour yarn painting class with Tim, yes, there's a cost for that. And for the other guests, there's a cost to take my cooking classes, but like the classes, like all the activity classes like the sound healing, the yoga, the Pilates, all of those. No, there's no charge for that. So I'll let Donna address that.
Yes, that is accurate. So everything that you see on the schedule, and if you email me, I can send you a recent schedule, like the schedule we have for this week, to give you an idea of how it's all set up. The times and types of classes will be the same as they are when you visit in August, but every week we have six, seven, or eight guest presenters and guest chefs, and those will differ. On our website, rancholapuerta.com, if you go to events, you can take a look at the week of August 17th, and that will show you the other guest presenters. It continues to populate. So if you only see three or four at this point, I can guarantee you that there will be more. And let's see, did I answer the question? I'm
Yeah,
not sure. Yes,
the
okay.
classes. Yeah.
I
And so
think too,
those.
if you go back, oh, sorry.
Oh,
If
go
you
ahead.
go back and look at the schedule that I posted, it'll like there might be one thing a day that you would have a small fee. Most everything was included. Like
Right.
AJ mentioned, the art class, and like there was hardly anything.
Right.
Everything part
Is
of your
included.
program,
Right.
unless it had a little note on it that
Right.
said,
Right.
but almost everything is included.
Yeah. We used to have infrared sauna. There used to be a charge for that. That is included now. The asterisks on the schedule will more so indicate that there's limited equipment. For instance, we have Pilates reformers. There are six reformers. So if that's a class that you want to go to, our classes typically run an hour on the hour. They're over, I'm sorry, they run 45 minutes and they're on the hour. So you have time if you want to go to a class where there's limited equipment, like the reformer or aerial silks, where I believe there are maybe 15 silks. So that's limited. That will indicate that. Yarn painting, yes, there is a fee for. In the lounge, we'll post things where there is a fee, but there, I would say 98% of everything is part of everything you pay. So when you see the pricing, for Chef AJ's group, it's all inclusive. So from the time you get to San Diego Airport on Saturday till you return the following Saturday, all the transportation, all the classes, the presentations, the concerts, everything that we do with Chef AJ and their other classes that she, joins. We'll let you know what those are. A cooking class with her, and now you've got two extra massages, a facial, in addition to the $150 resort credit. So all inclusive.
Right. And so there's by the way, like Jennifer, I'm going to answer your question about bringing cash because it's a great question. Those of you that have already registered or will end up registering, we will do a private Zoom where with us too, where we really can talk to you right before the event. But yes, I mean, I wouldn't bring a lot of cash, but the thing is you can get cash at the front desk. So I wouldn't worry about that. And Judy is saying, what is the dress code when not working out? This might be the most fancy thing I wore the whole week. So yes, do people get dressed up? Not really. There is a dinner Friday night. It's kind of like the farewell dinner that I've seen people get a little bit more dressy, like meaning wearing a skirt, but I wouldn't say anybody dresses up there because mostly you're in workout clothes and robes and bathing suits all day. And you want to be comfortable. So I mean, if you're a person that likes to dress up, nobody will stop you. But you really don't see people dressing up, with the exception of maybe the Friday night when they have the band and dance. And even then, it's not like dressing up. So is
Let
there a
me just add also, so you don't, I'd say the earrings that Chef AJ is wearing right now are probably the most dressed up that you see. It's very unpretentious and very casual. So not that you don't have things with labels at home, which, who does not, but really the labels you see, maybe you see Lululemon, maybe you see Vuori, maybe you see Athleta. And that's about it. And I found sometimes because I start at 6 in the morning and I want to go all the way through, is sometimes I don't have time to change at night and I'll come in my workout clothes to dinner. And that's fine too. It's non-judgmental. But pretty much typically people wear workout clothes all day, and then you go back and you shower, and then you go to dinner, maybe a sundress, because it's warm, or something casual. And as Susanna said, it always gets a little cool at night. So you can definitely wear something. There's a safe in the room. So, you know that. And then in terms of cash, you remember, well, this isn't cash, but remember you need a passport because you are going into Mexico. So it needs to be a valid passport. It only needs to be valid for the time during the time of your visit. With many countries, it has to be valid 6 months after a visit, but not for Mexico. So that, and then for a 7 nights, if you are going to Mexico for 7 nights or more, you will need a visa. It changes as to whether you can do the visa online or whether you do it when you arrive at the airport and we have the forms for you. Right now, we have the forms for you and you don't do it online. The cost of the visa right now is $45. It varies. It's through Mexico, you know, not through us. So it could be 42, could be 43. You want to bring exact cash and we'll let you know what that is before. So that, and then there was one other, let's see, I forgot what it was. It'll come to me. But anyhow, I hope that answered your questions on that.
Yeah. Oh, what I wanted to do. Oh, so when you commented on the earrings, don't be fooled. This was made in the jewelry class, so
Oh my goodness.
it's not expensive jewels. It was a bead that was in the bowl from the jewelry class there.
Ah,
So,
beautiful.
yeah, absolutely. That's one of my very favorite things to do there. And yes, there is a landing page, and I will get that link and
Remember.
put it in the show notes in just a second for
Okay.
you.
Oh, I remember about the cash is I so it Rancho La Puerta is actually a US company. So you'll see all the charges will be in US dollars, not in pesos. And then in terms of cash, the only cash I bring is for tipping. And so I will bring smaller bills. I will when I go and have a treatment because I don't carry cash during the day. I don't carry cash much at home either. But what I'll do is I'll take an envelope that's in the spa area, and after treatment, I'll keep a note. I'll write down the therapist on it and the date and the type of treatment. And then before the end of the week, there's a little box there, you know, to put that in. You know, same thing as the cooking school or the dining hall or wherever. But that's really the only cash you need. And anything else you do is paid for at checkout. And yes, you can get cash if you don't bring it at the front desk. If you charge it by a Visa, I think there is a small charge, you know, maybe 1 or 2%. But other than that, that's it. You do not need pesos. And even if you are going into town for whatever reason, which most guests don't because the ranch is all encompassing, you can use US dollars there as well.
Great. Diana would like to know, is there a payment plan?
So, no. The easy answer is no. It's a $500 deposit. And then 30 days before your visit is when we charge the balance. So if you would like to charge your balance on two different cards, you can do that. If you would like to pay in increments up until the 30 days, you know, we can accommodate that as well. But 30 days is when the balance is charged.
Got it. Thank you. Let's see. Thank you for the Watsu referral of a possibly up here. Okay, I think we got to all the questions, and this is wonderful. I look forward to seeing both of you in just a few months. Oh, maybe you could talk about people that want to drive in, Donna. I mean, there are people that maybe want to come from Southern California or San Diego watching. You never know.
Okay, so from just to give you an idea, from San Diego Airport, it's 60 miles to the Tecate border. The Tecate, it takes, if it takes an hour, you know, that's a long time. Tecate, it's a small two-lane border. Very easy to get in. You'll let us know if you're driving in, and we will, in all likelihood, meet you. And even though we're only 3.5 miles off a main road directly to Rancho La Puerta, we will meet you and you can follow us. So just to give you a direction, we have secured parking on site. There are chargers if you have an EV. And then when you return on the next Saturday, there is an app that we have that refreshes every 15 minutes and will tell you what the line is at the border. Excuse me. It can be 10 minutes for the line and anywhere up to 4 hours. So for me, the 15 or 10 minutes is fine. The up to 4 hours usually is not. So what I do, even though I go so often, is I park on the US side of the border. There are paid parking lots there that are either $5, $10, or $15 a day. And I park there, and then somebody from the ranch meets me on the US side. So I let them know when I'm coming ahead of time. Usually they know ahead, and then 30 minutes before there's a certain point where I call them just to let them know where I am. And then when I am there, there's always somebody with a ranch insignia. They know what kind of car I'm driving, and they are there waving me down. So that's what I do. But either way is fine.
So I know there's some people on Instagram like Becky that joined late. The retreat is August 17th through 24th. That will be the only one I have this year. Yeah, that was the best part about living in Southern California is I just would drive there. It would take, like 2 hours, park, like you say, park on the Tecate side and just walk across. So easy to do that. Well, Susanna, thank you so much for the walk down memory lane. You're just a wonderful presenter, and you just would, if I never went, you would have made me want to go by that wonderful trip.
Me too.
And she does not work for the ranch, and she's not the, this is an unsolicited testimonial. So that's great. Well,
Amazing.
we'll have so much fun. But yeah, guys, oh, book it, those of you already going, don't wait until you get there to book your treatments. You will get a practitioner, but just because with your schedule, just do it in advance. You can always change it. Just trust me on that, especially if you want my guy, whose name I am not announcing anymore.
And I can just say I have my favorites also. The therapists are also, they constantly are trained. They've been working there for a long time. They have a couple of years training before they even are therapists there. So they are all excellent. Whenever I have a treatment, in the locker room, I always ask, people what treatment they had, who the practitioner was, whether they liked them or not. And I mean, everyone there is really wonderful.
And that is true. What kind of electrical plugs are there? Do people bring laptops? Is there free Wi-Fi? You don't want to be on your phone or computer there, but yes, it's absolutely free.
Yes. So I find that in any casita, my phone, the internet always works. I bring a laptop because I'm always working when I'm there. And there are certain casitas where there's Wi-Fi in the casita. However, if there's not for your laptop, there are areas throughout the ranch that wherever you are staying, it's within a minute or two away. And the Wi-Fi is fine there.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Thanks all of you for watching another episode of Chef AJ Live. There are just a few spots left if you'd like to join me. Otherwise, we have to wait till next year. And I don't know my date because they don't give me a date until I'm there for the next time. So it
That's
could
true.
be anytime, but I'm kind of hoping it will be in March this time, if possible, for my 65th birthday, because then I know it'd be really fun. So thanks all of you. And if you'd like to come back tomorrow at 11 a.m., we have a wonderful show. Dr. Scott Harrington is going to be talking about how to master your metabolism and lose weight by using a glucose meter. Take care, everyone. Thanks for watching. Hope
Yeah,
to see
thank
you.
you.
Yeah. Hope to see you at the ranch. Rancho La Puerta. Bye-bye, everybody.